Good Wednesday. Today is June the 25th, and you're listening to My Farm. Well, the EPA making agricultural headlines as we talk about waters of the U.S. and how that rule is going to be determined with some listening sessions they had. Also, the EPA and the Renewable Fuel Standard, or RFS, guidelines. We'll have all the details after this message from our sponsor.
Sponsored by Seed Consultants. Simply the best value in the seed industry. Learn more at seedconsultants.com.
Taking a look at your agricultural headlines, public listening sessions on the future of the waters of the U.S. rule have wrapped up, and the Trump administration last week said it plans to have the rule completed by the end of the year. Now, the EPA and Army Corps intend to issue a proposed rule in the coming months that will prioritize clear interpretation and implementation of the law, reducing red tape, cutting overall permitting cost, and lowering the cost of doing business in communities across the country while protecting the nation's waters from pollution. That according to the U.S. EPA and the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers earlier in a news release. Throughout this session, there was a clear divide between what agriculture and industry groups wanted and environmental groups seeking in WOTUS, as ag reps said they wanted clear definitions while environmental groups asked for no changes to the rule. The continued back and forth of definitions and redefinitions from administration to administration in the past 20 years has led to what currently is a patchwork of differing versions of the WOTUS definition from state to state because of a series of legal cases. Now, the 2023 rule, written by the Biden administration, continues to be in effect in 23 states, while the pre-2015 rule remains in effect for the other 27 states. Ohio happens to be in that other 27. Now, when it comes to the definition of waters of the U.S., EPA has an important responsibility to protect water resources while setting clear and practical rules of the road to accelerate economic growth and opportunity. That, according to EPA Administrator Lee Zeldin in a statement last week, these listening sessions gave us real-world perspectives as we work towards a proposed rule that follows the Supreme Court decision in Sackett, ends the regulatory uncertainty and the ping pong that has persisted for years, supports our nation's farmers who feed and fuel the world, and also advances the agency's Powering the Great American Comeback initiative. Now, the Supreme Court said in Sackett versus the EPA, the so-called, quote, significant nexus test in the WOTUS rule was invalid. The Trump administration and agriculture and other industry groups contended that the Biden EPA did not conform to the Sackett ruling in changes the agency made to WOTUS in an amended rule. The EPA and Army Corps held 9 listening sessions, including 2 in both West Virginia and Utah, and they said in a news release that they, quote, heard from the people who are frustrated with the constant shifting of the WOTUS definition. Acting Assistant Secretary for the Army Corps of Engineer Lee Ferguson said the feedback from the listening sessions and other public comments was crucial to how we undertake the statutory responsibilities. Stay tuned. We'll be back with more after this message from our sponsor.
Williamson Crop Insurance, home of Decision Max. Decision Max allows you a simple solution to analyze your operation and make informed marketing and crop insurance decisions to mitigate your risks. Manage your whole operation in one place with the ability to blend counties, marketing, and insurance coverage to give a complete overview of your operation. Williamson Crop Insurance, protecting the Eastern Corn Belt since 1980. Learn more at cropcoverage.com.
Thanks, Joe. Well, changing subjects, the EPA's recently proposed renewable fuel standard next year and the year after potentially means some changes for the nation's biofuel industry, motorists, and consumers. USDA's Rod Bain tells us more.
It has been a significant 2 months of development for the nation's renewable fuels industry in its effort to increase production and use of ethanol and other biofuels. A visit with farm broadcasters this past May at USDA headquarters gave Environmental Protection Agency Administrator Lee Zeldin opportunity to talk about a just-then-announced policy.
The big deadline that was upon us was May 1 as it relates to E15.
The emergency fuel waiver issued by EPA prior to May 1st allows for sale of E15 blended fuels, fuels with 15% or more ethanol nationwide. During that same visit with National Association of Farm Broadcasting Representatives, the EPA administrator noted the next important consideration regarding renewable fuels.
The board's making a decision on the path forward on RVOs, but that's a decision to be made imminently.
Referring to proposed renewable volume obligations associated with our nation's renewable fuel standard for producing biofuels in 2026 and 27. By mid-June, EPA made the announcement about the RFS for the next 2 years. Proposed volumes of over 24 billion gallons for the next year and a slightly higher proposed total the following year. Those totals are not lost on the renewable fuel industry, as both would be the highest RVOs if finalized, announced in the 20th anniversary year of the renewable fuel standard. So what is next? Jeff Cooper of the Renewable Fuels Association offers an estimated timeline.
EPA is going to be receiving and soliciting feedback and input from the public and from stakeholder groups. They're looking at a 45-day comment period. They'll also have a public hearing. They'll gather all that up. They'll analyze it, and they will make any potential changes to the rule based on that input they received. They are fixated on having a final rule in place no later than October 31st of this year.
In a press release, Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins commended the decision for bringing certainty to the biofuel industry, contributing to lower fuel prices and increasing production for export opportunities. For instance, a part of the recently reached U.S.-United Kingdom trade agreement in which the U.K. reduces U.S. ethanol export tariffs to that market
from 19 to zero, which for our row croppers is a huge deal.
I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
Thanks, Rod. That's what's making agricultural news on my farm. For my 102.7 WMYW, I'm Dusty Sonnenberg. You have a great day.